This year should be a special schus for Reb Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina and for Rosh Yonason ben Mordechai Ephraim and for Meir Simcha ben Laya and for Reb Shmuel ben Yamin ben Tishna Rochel Laya. It says in the Torah in Parashas Tetzaveh, V'nasat el choshen ha-mishpat ha-sa'urim v'satumim v'hayu alei v'haron v'vo l'fnei Hashem v'nasa aron es mishpat v'nei Yisrael ha-liboy Lifnei Hashem Tamid. You should put the Choshen Mishpat, the Urim, the Tumim. They should be on the heart of Aaron when he comes before God, and he should bear, Aaron should bear the judgment of the Jewish people on his heart in front of God always. Rashi writes, Es Mishpat Bnei Yisrael, Ulefi Medrash Agoda, Shachoshen Mechaper Ala Me'avsei Hadin. The Medrash Agoda says that the Choshen atones for those who twist judgment. Nikra Mishpat Al Shalem Slichas HaMishpat. That's why it's called Choshen Mishpat, because it brings Slicha to the Mishpat. Those who are Me'aves, those who twist the judgment, it brings them atonement. That's why it's called the Choshen Mishpat, because the Choshen is Mechaper and the Mishpat. This Midrash Agada that Rashi mentions here is the same Midrash Agada that Rashi brings earlier in Pasuk Tesvav. There Rashi writes, Choshen Mishpat, Shemachaper al Kilkul Hadin. So Mori V'Rabbi Shlita, in his Shir on Parashas Tetzaveh Zochar Tov Shanayin Beis, asks a series of questions and then offers a Mahalach Kedarko B'Kodesh, L'Yashev Es Kol HaKshayim, and Abadvarim Nifloim, Ume'irei Einayim, Ume'ishivei Lev, Ume'samchei Adam. Number one, why does Rashi change here from his Lashon earlier? Rashi here says, Choshen Mishpat, it's Mechaper al Me'avsei Hadin. And earlier Rashi says, it's Mechaper an Kilkul Hadin, the Zivstein, Ivus, and Kilkul. What's the difference? Medarv Gain, I'm sure everybody knows this, Ein Malbim in Yeshayach of Aleph Gimel, on the Pasuk Na'avesi Mishmoa, the Malbim writes, Iva Moira Bilbul V'teiruf. Ivus is not just twisting, it's not just making something crooked. Ivus connotes teruf hadas. You're just completely fartumult. Your person is completely messed up. There's a bilbul, there's a confusion. That's the kilkul, that's the ivus. Ivus is when there's this confusion, this teruf hadas. Kilkul is different, because kilkul just tells us that the matter is makulkul, that it was twisted. It doesn't tell us how it was twisted. When we talk about ivus, so we know how it was twisted, because the person was confused, the person was messed up, there was a bilbul, there was a teruf hadas. When we talk about kilkul, we don't know how it happened. We just know that it was messed up, period. So Rashi changes his lashon. So what's going on? Number two, Rashi writes that this is a kapara for ma'avsei hadin. So if that's the case, so it's gavaldik. Everybody can just be ma'avsei hadin, and here they have a kapara. Pirta koris leganav. The ganav sees the door is opening, and just walk right in and steal. So pirta koris leganav. It's not fair. People are just going to be ma'avsei hadin, and then they have a kapara. This is Takanos Chachamim to read this parsha of Zechoris Asher Asalacha Amalek on the Shabbos before Purim. This Shabbos Tetzaveh. Amalek has special shaychus to the inyan of Ivus and Kilkul Hadin, as it says Mefurish in Parshas Kedoshim. Lo Sasu Ovel B'Mishpat B'Mida B'Mishkol B'Mesura. Rashi writes Lo Sasu Ovel B'Mishpat Im Ladin Harei Kvar Ne'amar Lo Sasu Ovel B'Mishpat Pasuk Tetzvav. This is Pasuk Lamed Hey. Ma'o Mishpat Hashanoi Kan Hu Hamida V'Hamishko V'Hamesura V'Lamid She'Hamoidit Nikradayin Shem Shikir B'Mida Reiko Mekalkel Asadim V'Karui Ovel. Here it's talking about amounts. It's talking about doing business. And when somebody measures things out, if he's Meshaker B'Mida, it's called that he's Mekalkel Asadim. And this is an Ovel. So when it says in the Torah, Lo Sasu Ovel B'Mishpat V'Mida V'Mishko V'Mesura, talking about the mishpat of the one who's. It's not talking about a judgment, a court, because we already have that in Pasuk Tesvav. But rather, it's talking about a person in business in Parashas Kiseitze. Rashi writes, "Bezal Lashon Chafei Yud Zayin Zochoris Asher Sarcha Amalek." If Shikarta B'Midos of Mishkolos Habigdoig Migira Oyev. If you're not honest in business, with your weights and measures, then be careful about the enemy coming at you. Shneamar Mozni Mir Motovas Hashem. Those who have false weights are an abomination to God. And then afterwards it says, "Buz Adon Vayavo Kalon." And then comes Amalek. Amalek comes as a result of Yivus Hamishkolos. So why is it that Ivus Hadin, that's twisting the judgment, brings Amalek more than other Isurei Torah? Any Isurei Torah can bring Amalek. Why Dafka Ivus Hadin? Well, be'emes, we find in the Megillah that Keneged Koach of Amalek that comes because of Kilkul, the Ivus Hadin, stands the Schus of Mordechai at Tzadik B'daika, it says in the Medrash Rabbah, Esther, Vav Aleph on the Pasuk, Ashrei Shemri Mishpat Osek Tztak B'choleis Tehillim Kufav Kimel, Ashrei Shomrei Mishpat, fortunate are those who guard judgment. Zeh Mordechai. Mordechai was a Shomrei Mishpat. So that's connected to the Koich of Haman HaMolek, who's Ma'avis the Mishpat. So we already have a Meridika. What the Meridika Rabbi Shlita does is he always finds patterns. So here we have this pattern, here we have this theme that is going through the Parshias of HaMolek, of Ivus Hadin. That's what HaMolek comes about. That's what makes them come. And then we have Mordechai, we have a Medrash now beautifully, in Esther Rabbah, that tells us that Mordechai is a man who is Shomer Mishpat, he's not Ma'avis the Din, and that was his chus against Haman and Amalek. So, in order to get a Mahalach in this matter, we need to go to the Sfasemes, Parsha Zohar, Tafresh Nun, Dibor Maschel, Bukavu. He writes, "B'nei Yisrael Nikru Reishis V'gam Achus." The Jewish people are called the beginning and the end, but Amalek, it says, "Reishis Goyim Amalek V'chrisa Adei Oyveid." So Amalek has a beginning, Reishis Goyim Amalek, they start with Chibur, but they end up with Perud. B'nai Yisrael, even though now we're Mefuzer and Mefura, the B'sof Yavol Achdus Emes. We start Mefuzer, but then we come to Achdus. And since Nisan is the Zman of Geula, Adar is the special month for the Mapola of Russia, of Amalek Yimach Shemoy V'Zichroi. And Nisan is Rishon, and Adar is Acharon, so we start Rishon is Nisan. That's the beginning. That's the Zman of Geula. And Adar is the Chodesh Acharon, because Adar is the Acharis. And we know that Achariso Adei Oyved. So Mimelo, Amalek has nothing in the Acharis. So that's why Adar, says this Vasem is so beautiful, Divrei Pi Chacham Chein. Adar is Dafka the month that Amalek had to fall, because Vachariso Adei Oyved. And the Acharon, the last month of the year, is Adar in the Torah, in the Chumash. The 12th month is Adar. So, Nisan's the first month. Adar is the last month, so that's when Amalek falls. So they had a Reishis. But they don't have an end. Why? Because as we learned before, they mess things up. They start with Chibur, but then they're Mekalkel. They mess up that chibur. So Mela, they don't have an end. But we have a good end. And Mela, we were nigal. At the end, we were nigal and Adar. It says in Rashi, Kohelis, and the Pasuk, Mu'uvas la yucha liskam, Rabbeinu Pirshah atam chacham aparish min atar she yasha mitchilas avinis abes. But this Mu'uvas that can't be fixed is talking about a Talmud Chacham who separated from Torah. Originally he was straight, and then he became crooked, then he became twisted. So, according to this parish of Rashi, it emerges that Ivus Hadin is not talking about such a dayan that Tchilas Inyano was to corrupt judgment. Ivus is somebody who used to be Yashar. His Reishis was good. He wanted everything to be honest, straight. He worked, he learned Dayanus. He went to the dayan program at Mulchon Harry Fishel. He studied for 12 years, passed all the tests. Moiridik, 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 he's a Dayan. But because of whatever happened, there was like the Malbim says, there was a Teref Hadas, Haderech Vayosher, there was this big mix-up, there was this big tumult in his brain, or there was a bilbo of Kochos Haguf, so his Derech became a Me'uvos. So that's why we see here in Rashi, it started being Yashar and then it was Misaves. But we're not talking about a Dayan who's coming originally to be Ma'aves the Din. And therefore, when the Choshen Mishpat is Mechaper, so we asked before, Ayat Pirta Koris Laganav, it's Mechaper and Ma'avse Hadin. No, but Ma'avse Hadin are good people. They don't mean to be crooked. We're talking about it's Mechaper and people who are meant to be straight. So it's not somebody who's going out, who's intentionally trying to be Ma'avis the Din. They started off straight and then something happened. And so to the Chanvani, who's not honest in his weights and measures, Rashi writes, Im Shikarta Mishkaloisa Mishkalois, Habidoig Me Amalek. So with Chilas Darko, he was a Yashar Derech. Why would anybody come to such a storekeeper if he wasn't originally honest? He was Yagia Ki Pekapecha Ki Tochal Mensch. He was a person who worked hard. He was an arbiter. He was a hard worker. But then afterwards, he became established. And then he started lat, tzibislich. He started cheating and stealing a little bit. And his derech was misaves. If we think about it more deeply, we will see that the shorish inyan of Ivus Hadin, Kilkul HaMishkol, both by the dayan and by the one who's not being honest with his weights and measures, becomes from the midah of chipazon and choser chesavlonis, of impetuousness, of doing things without patience, quickly, fast. Both the dayan, who sees that when the din is going this way, that way, and he doesn't have the time to wait and hear all the tainas. So such a dayan is going to be ma'aves. Like it says in Pirkei Avos, heaven was soon in the din. You have to be slow in judgment. You have to be deliberate in judgment. And this person doesn't want to be deliberate because he doesn't have the koach hametinus. And so to a person who's mishakar b'mishkalosav, he doesn't have the patience to get his parnasa in the right way from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore he's nechbaz. He wants to get a little bit on the side, a little bit extra here, a little bit extra there, and he cuts corners. So it's a shlach dezach. That's what the person does. He starts off straight and then he ends up being crooked and he loses everything lo me olam. And this ri'iyah of reishis without an achrus, of just thinking about the now of choser matinus and sablonos, that's the mahus of Amalek, because he's in reishis without an achrus, achriso ade obed, in the end he's lost. So you can't see the matter till the end, and that's what it says in Chazal. Shmos Rabbi Chav Zayin Vav Leitz Take. When the Leitz was hit, Mishle Chav Tes Chav Hey, Medrash Darshan Zem Olek. That's a Olek. Because what's a Leitz? A Leitz is Kalas Hadas, and Kalas Hadas doesn't have the patience to see the end. He's just thinking about the here and the now. So too we saw in the Weltkrieg, Shoah, Holocaust. That's the Russia Moleki, the Machshem of Zichro. Netzach Netzachin. He knew that if he got busy with the Jews, he was going to end up losing. And they begged him. And they said, just go fight the Russians on the other front. Take care of them. And then go back and you'll be able to wipe out the Jews. And he said, no, he didn't have the patience. He wanted to wipe the Jews out right away. And therefore he wasn't able to fight the war properly and he ended up losing. So that's this choser mesinus that we see in Amalek, this choser sablonus, this chipazonus, this impetuousness, this acting without thinking until the end, just doing what needs to be done this second and not thinking about what the results are going to be, what the ramifications are. That's Amalek. So now we can understand why Rashi changed his lashon and writes Ma'avse Hadin, and originally writes Kilkul Hadin, because Rashi wants us to know that the Kilkul Hadin is coming from the Zadayin, that Betchilasu was a Yashar Derech, and in the end he was Mishtabesh. Like that's the mashmaos of the Tevas Ivus. Ivus is Tchilas Yishar, like we saw in the Malbim. And this also, we can see that this Dayan that had Ivus HaDerech, he has a Kapara, because originally he was a Yashar Derech, just B'meshach HaZman. He was a Bilbul, and therefore he deserves the Tikkun by the Choshen Mishpat. That's the Ur Metumim. That's what the Ur Metumim are about, the Ur Metumim there on the Choshen Mishpat. Why are they called Ur Metumim? Zok the Gemara and Yuma and Gimel on the Beis. Urim Shemeirim Es Divrayim, Tumim Shemashlim Es Divrayim. Urim because they shine, and Tumim because they complete. The Hashlamas HaInyan is being able to see things through until the end. It's not done b'chipazon, evil subim here, it's done b'vechinas, mosun, mosun. It's done patiently, laat, laat, tzibisl, tzibisl, Shemashlimim Divrayim. So that's what the Urim V'tumim is about. Memela, moiridik, 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 moiridik. That's the tikkun. For this person who was ma'avis the din, who didn't have the patience, The tikkun is the urim v'tumim. That's what's mechaper on him. That's mashlimim divrayim. That completes the matter. It sees it through the end. It doesn't work b'mehiris. But a dayan that starts with kilkel hadin, he doesn't have the kapar of the choshen. That's why Rashi writes here, ivus, to tell us that kilkel we were talking about earlier is an ivus. Because he started out honest, but not that he was dishonest all along. And that was the mahus. And the derech of Aaron Panakadisha, he had this mitzvah of masun masun. It says in Avos Rabbi Nassim, Perek Lamed Zayin, Ve'enu nichnas l'tzach divrei chaver, is Aaron sheshaskat shesiyam Moshe tzvarav, v'lor malakatsi tzvarecha, he doesn't interrupt a person, that's Aaron. He waited until Moshe finished his words, and he didn't say to him, Yimakatzer. And then afterwards he said to Moshe, the story in Parashas Shmini, where they burned the animal, and Moshe Rabbeinu was very, very upset after the death of Nadab and Avihu. And Moshe Rabbeinu gave his whole Musar, and he got angry. Aaron let him finish. And then he said to Moshe, and he only krivu v'onanim anachma. He said, we're owning him. And therefore, we weren't able to bring the carbon. So Aaron had patience to listen to a man, and then he explained to him why. They had the whole machlokas, as explained there by Rashi, what Moshe thought, what he thought, but he let Moshe finish his words. And some say, V'yesh Amrim, says Avos Rabbi Nassim, Moshe Aaron Misech HaTzibur L'chutz, V'miyad Hodolo Shenemar V'yishma Moshe V'itav Beina V'ina Gvuru. Some say that Aaron took him outside, and Moshe admitted he's right, as it says, Vayishma Moshe v'itabene, it was good in his eyes, and in the eyes of God as well. So Aaron HaKohen has this midah of Masun, and he didn't answer, and Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at him, even though he was correct, but he had this midah of Nesinus. So it's Dafka Aaron HaKohen, he's Rowi to have the Choshen Mishpat, the Urim V'tumim. That's also more that also teaches us about this midah of Nesinus, of being slow, of going slow, Mashlim Devarim, seeing things through till the end. That's the Tikkun HaMa'uvas. And that's why a dayan who's ma'abes the din, and a chenvani who's mishaker b'mishkol, these two ma'afsim bring about Amalek, because they're going in the derech of Amalek. They only see the here and now, and they don't want to see things till the end. They only think about the present and not what's going to be in the future, not the consequences, not the ramifications. So mamela that brings about Amalek, and we find the same on Haga by Haman Arash and Echlo Shel Amalek. Vinishloch Svarim Biyad Ratzim Al Kol Medinos Hamelech Lashmid Larog Leabedes Kol Yehudim Min Avrad Zokin Tafin Nashim Biyoy Mechad Vishlojos El Chodesh Nehmasar Chodesh Adam Vishlolam Lavoz. He wanted to kill them all in one day. He sent letters to kill them all in one day. Why in one day? Why not take a few months, a few weeks, a few months? The answer is he was an Ishri Pazim. He needed everything right now, right now. That's a Malik. That's Haman. Mordechai was punkfakert Purim tafresh lamed zayin sasemes dibor maschil b'chol yom. It says b'chol yom b'yom Mordechai mishalech. So says the sasemes there were 4 or 5 years from the time Esther came to Tachashverosh, and Mordechai Tzadik would go every single day to see how she's doing. She's a yisoma, she's b'tzar, she's taken to the Beis Nachri, and b'schus zeh b'schus this chesed he was zochel neis. So he got Haman angry every day, and he was helping Esther every day. So, and that's chus, he was zochel neis. So you see that Mordechai HaTzadik was ochel this derech of Muslim Muslim. He went every day for 4 or 5 years. He saw at the beginning that this is going to be a process, and he wanted to see the process through. So he was able to be patient, and that's how we beat Amalek. You find Dvar Muflaim in the Divrei Kedosh Hashem, Ashla Kadosh, Shara Oisiyos Mem, Masun. He writes, Hayamargel Ufumi Kedosh Hashem, Abamori Zalha, Sha'al Yibol B'shum Ma'isein Godol Okotin, Rak Yosim Eitzah, B'libu V'yech Ocham Rois Hanoila, Koloise B'chipazan Al Rob Makukul. He said, your father gave a great aid, said, don't do things too quickly. You do things too quickly, you make big mistakes. I know from my own experience, this is true. Rasim Amarti B'chavzi, Kol Adam Kozev, when you do b'chipazim b'limasim, and it's kozev, like Miloshin, v'hayos yeli k'mo achzav, yirmiyo tesvav, k'tches, v'shalechaz v'meimav, yishayin en chesir alav, that it stops, it's not going to work. And it says, n'pasa ki ekach moed, ani meshar meshpot, I'll take time and I'm going to judge honestly. Not only judgment, everything takes time. You have to see things till the end. And the siman is the pasuk in Yeshaya Lamed Tesvav. Veshuva v'nachas tivasheyu. What's the Yeshua going to be? We're going to return with nachas. We're going to be saved with nachas. It's going to go easy, slow. That's the Yeshua. The Yeshua is to take things lat lat. That's the limud gadol that we learn from the parasha of Parashat Zachor and Parashat Tzavet. The meat of Messinus. That's what the Choshen Mishpat teaches us. Choshen Mishpat teaches us to be lat lat, tzibislach, tzibislach. Don't rush things. Mashlimim divrayim. Goes all the way until the end. It completes its matters, not to go too quickly. And that's in the life of Aaron, also had this meat of not going too quickly. And the person who's ma'avis, the mishkalos, has this meat of he wants to get a quick money. Easy come, easy go. It's not the way life works. And against that is a malik who also wants things to go quickly. They don't have an end, they only have a beginning. And he's dying, he started out, everything was good, but then he had a teruf hadas. And then all of a sudden he finished it quickly. And that messed him up. So we have to take things slowly, lat, lat, tzibisluch, tzibisluch. And that was the meat of Mordechai, v'chol yom v'yom, we'd go there every day to see her. He had this meat of being able to wait, being patient. So we all have to take this to heart and show this meat of mazinus, patience. And then tzchus will defeat Amalek. And the zeicha to the pasuk la'ihidim ha'isa'ira v'simcha v'sasin v'kar kain ti'elanu shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friend.